this podcast powered by Telcaster.com.
Greetings, podcasters. The Barbecue For You show starts now. Good evening, everybody. This is Greg Rempe, your host for the Barbecue For You show. Tremendous Thursday to you, wherever you may be. I am broadcasting live and direct from Cleveland, Ohio this evening. Today we're going to be talking with Fred Perkle. He is the founder of Thermomegatech, the company that manufactures the Barbecue Guru. Obviously, the Guru has caused quite a number of threads of topic on my particular barbecue board. We've also created its own little section, and we'll be talking to Fred about the Barbecue Guru along with some other products. Let's face it, there's some really neat things that you can get for your pit in the aftermarket, and the Guru is no exception. So that being said, I'd like to bring in Fred at this time. Fred, thanks for joining me tonight. How are you?
I'm great, Greg, and thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
Well, thanks for taking the time out tonight to talk to me, Fred. First question I have right off the bat is you're obviously well-known throughout the barbecue community and possibly maybe wherever you are as Shotgun Fred.
That's right.
How do you get that name?
Well, I was about 9 years old, and I lived, of course, in San Antonio, Texas, where I grew up. And when my mom would take me into downtown San Antonio, we'd go down Presa Street, and there was a hardware store there called Lightfoot's. And over the front door, they had this big model of a shotgun, and on the barrel of the shotgun was the sign, Lightfoot's. And when I'd see that, I'd say, "Mama, Mama, the shotgun." She'd say, "You're the shotgun, boy." So later in life, she told me, "Well, I gave you the right nickname because you've definitely got a shotgun approach to life." So
that's a good approach to have, no doubt.
Well, I guess. It keeps me busy.
So, you know, I'm sure you've been around barbecue for, you know, the majority of your life. You're from Texas, as you just said.
Absolutely.
They've been known to do some barbecue down there.
Well, you know, my granddad was got me started, I guess. He's the one that really got me stirred up. And he taught me how to cook on clay pots and what have you when I was a wee small boy. And then as I got a little older and could drive, why, I went everywhere and anywhere. They were cooking anything. Any barbecue I could go to, I went to, whether they were cooking goats or chickens or pigs or cows or deer or whatever.
Right.
And I loved it. And the old-timers taught me a lot of things. But the one thing they wouldn't teach you is how to make the beans. They'd show you just about anything else.
Not the beans, though.
Not the beans.
So you, I mean, you're around barbecue a lot. What do you buy profession?
Well, I'm a manufacturer, especially valves and controls, and I've done that my whole career. My whole career has been around temperature control and the process, chemical industry, pulp, paper, pharmaceutical. We do some medical gizmos and what have you.
And how does the idea of the barbecue guru actually present itself to you?
Well, we had a customer who was looking for a mechanical damper control. So we manufacture something called a thermaloid sensor controller, and we incorporated that into a little damper device that would shut off on rising temperature. So we, in order to do the test, used a barbecue pit because that's a good source of fire and heat. So as we were doing this test, we had it, of course, totally instrumented with data recorders and data loggers and that sort of thing. So when, in fact, somebody in the plant complained that, you know, the smoke was blowing back in the assembly area, we put a fan on the cooker to blow the smoke out the back, and we had it trained kind of on the intake damper. And we noticed that while the device modulated almost totally off, the instruments didn't move. So we thought, well, how interesting is that? Let's try modulating the fan. So we did that, and that did give us some level of control. And we borrowed some circuitry out of another device that we make called an EMPC, electronically modulated position control, and we applied that to running a little fan, a little computer-type fan. And lo and behold, we were able to do some pretty good control. So then we spent about 6 months watching fires burn, wood, charcoal, different size cookers, and we came up with the right control strategy, the right algorithms, the right bandwidths and so forth, and we were able to make the device control very accurately regardless of the size of the cooker, regardless of the size of the fire. So that became the original barbecue guru.
In a basic sense, a lot of us aren't mechanical engineers, unfortunately, but just give us a basic idea of how the guru works, you know, on a standard barbecue pit.
All right. On a standard barbecue pit, it operates kind of like a man smoking a pipe. You know, if you load the pipe up and you light the pipe and you puff on it too fast, it will burn your tongue. However, if you light it and you put your thumb over the bowl and you draw on it at a nice even rate, every time your thumb starts to cool off, you puff it again, it'll burn all day long till you run out of tobacco. The guru does basically the same thing. It pulses the fan in what's called pulse width modulation, and the controller is really two controllers in one on the competitor model. We have single channel, two channel, and four channel with the Procom 4 wireless. But basically, with the competitor, which is the most popular model, it will look at the temperature every few seconds on the pit side and make a decision about how much air to feed on the next cycle. Now, you have also a meat control, so you have two controls that are cascaded together so that in the beginning, the pit control is in charge. Towards the end of the cook, when the meat's starting to get done, the meat control takes over from the pit control and ramps the temperature of the pit down so you can't overshoot your done temperature. So that gives you the ability to go do whatever else you need to do, honeydews, go to the office, go fishing, play golf, whatever. So in the end, though, if you want to turn that off and do your own control, no problem. You just set the knobs and you're done. And you can set any temperature from a very low temperature, even 100 degrees, up to, you know, 400, 450 degrees. And with equal ease, I've even run pits, you know, well-insulated pits for days, you know, at very low temperatures. Wow. And just turn it up, cook, and then turn it back down. Because, you know, the charcoal and wood are just a fuel source, just as propane would be, but, of course, a lot better to cook with.
Sure. So, I mean, you obviously realize you're onto something here with this, you know, with the guru, whether you had a name for it at that point or not. How do you go about bringing this to market to sell to people?
Well, we introduced it 3.5 years ago at the National Barbecue Association, or the NBBQA, in Jacksonville, Florida. And at that time, people kind of laughed and poo-pooed the idea. But after a few people tried it and began to post on the forums, they realized, boy, this thing really does work. So the rest is kind of history, as they say. But, you know, I guess there was a time when rowboats didn't have anything but oars and oar locks, but then some smarty pants figured out to put a motor on the back of it. And I think you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find a boat that doesn't have a motor. But,
sure.
You know, you got your choice. You can run your pit manually. When you decide you want to go to bed and or do something else, you can plug in your guru and you're good to go.
You're obviously not of the opinion, as some have debated back and forth, at least on my barbecue board, that using a guru doesn't then constitute making barbecue.
Well, you know, there's a lot of purists. I think that all those purists ought to throw their thermometers away first, and then maybe they ought to squat over a hole in the ground and poke at their meat with a crooked stick or something, because
right.
that's real barbecue, you know, if you want to get right down to it. You know, when I first started cooking barbecue, nobody could afford a thermometer. You know, they were process plant type thermometers that you needed, and nobody could afford them. So we went by feeling the meat and what it looked like, and maybe we'd cut off a little piece here and there to see how it was coming along. But you know, that's fine if you want to do that, and there's certainly nothing wrong with being a purist. But on the other hand, Convenience is a great thing, too. And if you got something else you need to do, this is the device. It sets you free.
There's a pretty good mix on my barbecue board of people that have, let's call them, you know, vertical smokers, the Weber Smoky Mountains, the Brinkmans and what have you. We also have guys with offset pits like Close's and Gator Pits. We have some guys that have just joined with Stump Pits. Does it work on all different kinds of pits, or is it really predicated towards one brand over the other?
Well, that's the beautiful thing. When we first started, we thought we might have to have a whole bunch of different control strategies and, you know, be kind of a nightmare to keep up with all that. But as we got into our testing, we found out that regardless of the size of the pit, regardless of the size of the firebox, this control strategy that we figured out works beautifully. And, of course, once we figured out that this was the right thing, that's when we went and, of course, applied for patents. But it will work on any kind of smoker, ceramic, upright, offset, pit in the ground, a brick pit. It'll work on anything, really, that burns wood and charcoal, including but not limited to wood stoves. You know, you can hook it right on a wood stove and put the thermostat in the room and actually control the room temperature by controlling the draft on the stove, you know, because that's an age-old problem with wood stoves. You light it, and as the fire burns hot, then you got to damper it down. Then as the wood burns down, then the room gets too hot, and then you close it up some more, and then it gets too cold, and so you're chasing the tail of the fire all the time. And, of course, some pits are just naturally difficult to control. Some control better than others. Some are better insulated than others. But the Barbecue Guru takes all that into consideration. It could be come a hailstorm or start snowing. You know, it doesn't matter. It takes into account moisture, humidity, temperature changes, insulation, no insulation. It's all resolved in the control. The control is very simple to operate. You know, it's very user-friendly, but it's very smart. You know, it's microprocessor-based, and it can do all kinds of tricks.
What does a prospective purchaser of the Guru need to take into account on their particular pit when they're buying it?
Basically, the control is the same for any pit, whether it's a single channel, whether it's the two-channel competitor, or the four-channel Procom wireless. What changes from pit to pit will be fan size, and any of our controls will run up to two of any of our fans. Now, we have a 4CFM, that's the smallest fan. That's what you get standard with the Pitminder, and it used to be standard with the competitor, but most people prefer the 10CFM Pit Viper now. And so then we have a 25CFM, so you've got your choice between a 4, a 10, or a 25CFM fan. Should you need more air than that, then you can double up on the 25s. And it takes a pretty darn big pit to need multiple 25s. And also in the larger pits, mobile pits, what I call the metal monsters, you can always kick in a little bit of natural background draft to supplement your fan if you like. Or you can put enough fan power on there to provide 100% of the air.
I'm sure there's a number of us that have been on your website and seen the other products that you offer, but for those who haven't, what are some of the other products that you actually are offering to the barbecue market right now?
Oh, we've got a growing list of products. You know, we were making just retrofit controls for the first 2 years, and then we decided that why don't we try to make a nice pit that would work for competitors or guys who do a little vending, catering, etc. So we came up with a Caldera smoker. And that's been very successful. People have been winning all over the country with it. Very easy to use. It's a knockdown smoker, and it has a very amazing firebox in it. It'll run for up to 40 hours on a full load at a low temperature, run for 20 hours with a pretty decent load, and certainly will run all night long if it's loaded down even with frozen butts. You know, so you don't have to worry about it. You know, of course, the control helps to conserve fuel, so it runs very nicely, even without insulation on the sides of the pit. The lids are insulated 2 inches thick. You know, it's a very nice compact unit that breaks down and runs for long periods of time with absolutely no attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have products like the Holy Smokes mats that, you know, we've won a few competitions for sausage. You can roll any kind of sausage or casserole or meat, hamburger, whatever you want in these mats, and it lets the grease out and the smoke in. That's why we call them Holy Smokes mats. They're made of high-temperature silicone. They work great. We make the Guru Golf Club, which is a fire spreader or fire lighter that doubles as a grill scraper, a grill lifter, an ash tool, a fire tool, a charcoal tomahawk. You know, I mean, it's I wouldn't want to cook without it. It's a very, very handy gadget and just runs on a El Cheapo propane torch and torch head, $14 at the Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use propane torches to light their fire, but, you know, they're too concentrated, and it makes the charcoal spark and sputter and
right.
kind of a pain in the neck. But the Guru Golf Club is a nice spreader, so it spreads that flame out. A lot of people also use them for highlighting meat. You know, I mean, you can, if you've got a little sugar or glaze or something, you just run that thing over it like you would the torch.
Right.
But you can do a much better job because the flame is spread out more. It's not as focused as a torch tip would be.
Anything you'd like to share with the listeners as far as what you might have new in the works over at Thermomegatech?
Oh, absolutely. We got a number of things. We got charcoal-fired steam table trays that double as you can cook on them. You can heat water in them to wash up with. You can use them for a conventional steam table. You fire them up, and they run for many, many hours, very even temperature. That's a fun thing. We've got water heaters that we're making, charcoal-fired water heaters, where you can use pressure of the hose. You just hook it up and turn it on, and it automatically makes 15 gallons of water at 140 to 150 degrees every hour, so you can pipe that right into an ice chest. Now you got a big reservoir of plenty of nice hot water to wash up with. It's really nice at a outing or competition or camping or whatever to have a plentiful supply of hot water to take a bath with or wash your dishes with or whatever. And you know, no danger of propane, just a real nice charcoal fired water heater. And then we have in the mill a charcoal maker, so if you're out somewhere where you can't get good lump charcoal, you can make your own while you're cooking a cook or whatever. You know, you're making some brisket or butts, and at the same time, you can be making you a load of charcoal for your next few cooks.
I know there's a lot of people out there that would be very interested in taking a closer look at that, especially when it, you know, you're ready when you're ready to bring that to market. How can someone get a hold of you to take a better look at the products you have to offer?
Well, we're easy to get a hold of. You know, everything we sell, we got a 90-day parts and labor warranty. We don't replace melted probes or melted controls or anything like that because that's always certainly a hazard. On the other hand, I think we got a world-class service department, customer service, and you can always get a hold of us at the BBQGURU.com, and you can call us at 1-800-288-GURU or 4878.
Well, Fred Perkle is the founder of Thermomegatech and creator of the Barbecue Guru, amongst other things. Fred, thanks for taking the time out tonight to talk to us about all of your products and continued success, and we'll be talking to you down the line.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, Fred.
All right.
If you'd like more information on the Barbecue Guru, again, go visit his website, www.thebarbecueguru.com, or you can find the link on our barbecue forum in the link section. We have a direct link over to the Barbecue Guru section, and again, you can find that in the link section. If you have an idea for a podcast but have no way to record it, why not try Telcaster.com? It's easy, quick to set up, and best of all, it's free. That's Telcaster.com, T-E-L-C-A-S-T-E-R. That's going to put a wrap on this show. Thanks for listening, and I am out.
This podcast powered by Telcaster.com. The easy way to create podcasts. And it's free. Telcaster.com.